Good morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
This summer, the world is depending on us.
Timing is everything.
I'm putting together a team.
The clock is ticking.
Cool. I'll drive.
The adventure begins.
Okay, guys, let's go to work.
The Ford Summer Spectacular.
We're going to have to be faster, smarter, tougher than ever before.
Onboard GPS shows a tunnel 2 clicks south.
Take a ride into the future.
Well, we've got hybrids, so let's just see who runs out of gas first.
Ready to save the world?
The Ford Summer Spectacular sales event.
We're just getting started.
The Summer Spectacular event is on at your Oklahoma Ford dealers, offering blockbuster savings on every new Ford car, truck, SUV, and crossover. Featuring great low financing and huge cash rebates that are sure to thrill you. So hurry into your Summer Spectacular event, now playing at your Oklahoma Ford dealer, the best in Oklahoma.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us here this morning and joins us from Leffler Commodities. Tom, take a look at our livestock futures this morning. And, well, kind of an interesting day for the cattle futures. Live cattle futures were mostly positive yesterday. The feeder cattle futures mixed yesterday.
Well, Dave, we definitely saw yesterday another volatile trading session of wild swings in both directions. But as you said, by the end of the day, live cattle were higher, feeder cattle lower. We saw yesterday choice and select box beef both make new all-time record highs. Choice box beef yesterday was up $2.97. Selects were up $4.13. Had a movement of 129 loads. Saw a cattle kill yesterday of 115,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $2.34 yesterday. We also saw that cash in the feed yards yesterday at new record highs, with 163 being paid in the south feed yards, 165 in the north. Now, this afternoon is the monthly cattle on feed report and the semi-annual cattle inventory report. Now, this July report on the inventory, we did not have one last year. The sequester kept that from being published, so we've skipped a year. The last one we had was actually in 2012 in July. Now, these reports are expected to show lower levels than a year ago, especially on the cattle on feed. Well, at the moment, our August live cattle are 85 cents higher. August feeder cattle have just turned positive. They've been negative in the entire overnight session. Right now, they're 45 cents higher. August lean hogs are 30 lower.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets.
Take a look
from
at
the Oklahoma Farm Report.
And as we kind of take a quick glance here, the wheat futures lower again yesterday, corn futures lower, but soybeans had a pretty nice day yesterday.
Yes, they did. Interesting thing is that yesterday we saw wheat, corn, soybeans experience early upside, then only the soybeans able to stay positive, but even the soybeans came well off their highs of the session by the close. Now, the weekly export sales helped the corn and the soybeans a little bit yesterday as we saw extremely strong corn and soybean sales in the new crop contracts as far as export sales. Now, overall, the majority of the fall crops are seeing no threats from the weather at the moment. We have just seen the spring wheat tour take place in the North Country. They're looking at a fantastic crop up there, estimated at 48.6 bushels per acre. Now, the overnight trading has been mixed with very little fresh news. September KC wheat at the moment down a quarter of a penny. December corn's down 3 1/4. November soybeans are trading 11 1/2 lower. December cotton took a big hit yesterday. They're down 42 points right now. September crude oil's down 48 cents. The September dollar index 12 cents higher, and September Dow Jones futures trading 18 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time here this morning. Look forward to visiting with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.